WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Mike Mano. Welcome to another show of WCRI's presentation of the Newport Music Festival with executive director, Pamela Pantos. Welcome back, Pamela.
Thank you so much, Mike.
Nice to have you with us, as usual.
Thank you so much.
Covering the events that are going to take place in this very big year, the 50th anniversary of the Newport Music Festival. We've had, believe it or not, 17 shows already that we've done together, covering the various events that are going to be coming up, and including some very special guests we had last time, which was a lot of fun.
Absolutely. So I'm very excited to get started on this evening's program. But before we do, I wanted to tell our audience that as of this morning, there were only 4 tickets left for our upcoming concert on Saturday, March 24th at Marble House, featuring the Hermitage Piano Trio, who, as you mentioned, were right here in the studio last time.
They were so much fun.
People can go online to newportmusic.org if they want to get those last 4 tickets. And this year, as you know, we've done this lovely series. We're so lucky that Russell Morn will be catering for us at Marble House. It's a 7 o'clock performance. People can come and have a glass of wine and something to eat beforehand, as well as experience the beautiful Marble House itself and listen to this fantastic piano trio.
Excellent. All right. Well, we have a show to do before that one, so what's on store for us tonight?
Well, as our listeners may know, the theme of this 50th anniversary season is to honor the legacy of the past while looking to the future. In looking through the archives of 49 years of materials, it became readily apparent that the debut of upcoming stars and competition winners was really a significant part of the festival's history. And we know that one of the great talents of Mark Malkovich III was to find young talent. He did that throughout his career. So this evening's broadcast is a tribute to that history and the reestablishment of a concert dedicated to this important tenant of the festival. So tonight, we're going to feature Ye Kwan Sun Wu, who is the winner of the 2017 Van Cliburn Piano Competition. And he is making his festival debut this summer on Thursday, July 12th at 8 p.m. at the Breakers. And this will be the Mark Malkovich III Memorial Concert. So, as we mentioned before, tickets are available now online. You can pick your seats and go to newportmusic.org and pick your seats for this wonderful concert. So a little bit about Ye Kwan Sun Wu.
Okay.
He's only 28 years old, and the San Francisco Examiner hailed him for his total command over the instrument and in its expressiveness. He is a powerful and virtuosic performer, and in his own words, he strives to reach for the truth and pure beauty in music and hopes to convey those fundamental emotions to audiences. He was born in Anyang, South Korea, and he began learning piano at age 8. He gave recital and orchestra debuts in 2004 in Seoul before moving to the United States to study at the Curtis Institute of Music. He earned his bachelor degree there and his master's at Juilliard and his artist diploma at Manus. So he's been all over, and he is the first Korean to win Cliburn Gold. So he launched his debut season after winning the Cliburn and has invitations to huge festivals like Aspen and Grand Teton and the Newport Music Festival. His recitals will take him all over the country, and he is also doing a 9-city tour of the United States with the National Orchestra of Cuba this spring. So again, he's appearing all over the world in Asia, in Hong Kong, South Korea, Brussels, Copenhagen, Istanbul, Madrid, all over the world. So I thought that we would just start off this evening by listening to a recording of his. This is a live recording of Ye Kwan Sun Wu playing the last movement of Beethoven's very beloved piano sonata in E major, opus 109, that I know many of our listeners will love.
All right. It's a little bit lengthy, so that will bring us to our first break. We'll listen to that and be back with more. Thank you. We are back on our special series of the Newport Music Festival upcoming 50th anniversary season. And I'm Mike Mano sitting with Pamela Pantos. And as usual, I get to learn a lot of things about a lot of different subjects. And Pamela, I don't think tonight's going to be any different. You're telling me a lot of things about this gentleman I didn't know.
Yeah, it's actually quite remarkable. And before we hear more of Ye Kwan Sun Wu, I think it's very important for our audience to know a little bit about why the Van Cliburn competition is so important. Clearly, it launches careers and allows upcoming talent to be heard by important jurors. Its mission statement is to identify and sustain the young talents of classical music. However, in the classical music industry, it is also the hallmark for international ambassadorship. When Van Cliburn won the Tchaikovsky competition in Moscow, it was the height of the Cold War in 1958. So it brought Van Cliburn unprecedented celebrity status as an American concert pianist. Van Cliburn's international victory instilled a fresh sense of artistic pride in many Americans while opening the door to a new era of cultural relations between the East and the West. The Van Cliburn International Piano Competition was established shortly after his winning to perpetuate Van Cliburn's unique legacy of demonstrating how classical music in the hands of a master has the appeal to reach across all borders. So this is not just a piano competition. It makes a statement in the world.
Right.
And how the competition came about was at a dinner banquet after Van Cliburn won, the founder of the National Guild of Piano Teachers, Dr. Earl Allison, said, I have an announcement, and said, I will give $10,000 to be awarded for a competition in Van Cliburn's honor, because he thought this was so important. So the idea caught everyone by surprise, but immediately ignited the imagination and the enthusiasm of music lovers and civic leaders throughout Fort Worth, where it's held. When Van Cliburn won the Tchaikovsky competition, as we said, it was the height of the Cold War, but he tore down cultural barriers years ahead of Glasnost and Perestroika, transcending politics by demonstrating the universality of classical music. Dmitri Shostakovich, the great composer himself, presented Van Cliburn with a gold medal. However, as the story goes, the jury had to get the permission from Khrushchev himself before giving this first prize to an American.
Hmm.
1958, right? Cold War. On the phone, Khrushchev asked, is he the best? And when the jury member assured the politician that Van Cliburn was indeed the best, Khrushchev said, then give him the prize. But, you know, in that
right,
context
right.
of the period, it is absolutely remarkable that they did indeed give it to him.
Right.
So he was a huge success. The Russian public loved him. They actually gave him an 8-minute standing ovation for his recital performance. And, you know, sort of the rest of it is history. But interesting about this, what had happened right before this in 1957 was the Russian launch of Sputnik. And, you know, listeners who remember this understand what kind of political climate there was going on in the world, right?
Absolutely. So, this is the same time period when Khrushchev had the famous banging of his shoe at the United Nations.
Right?
Right.
So to think that an American could win the Tchaikovsky is pretty remarkable. So, you know, here is Russia trying to prove that not only are they the greatest in science and math and technology, but also in music. And here you have this American pianist coming and winning the hearts of the Russian people. So when Van Cliburn came home, he appeared on the cover of Time magazine as the Texan who conquered Russia and received a ticker tape parade in New York City, the only time a classical musician has ever been honored with the highest tribute possible by the city of New York. And he continued to be an icon through the rest of his illustrious career. He performed for every president of the United States since Harry Truman and for royalty and heads of Europe. He was given a Lifetime Achievement Award by the Grammys. He was awarded by George W. Bush the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which recognizes individuals who have made an especially meritorious contribution to the security or national interests of the United States, or to world peace, or to cultural or other significant public or private endeavors.
Quite an honor.
Quite an honor. He received the Order of Friendship from President Vladimir Putin for his significant contribution to strengthening friendship and the cooperation of nations and nationalities. So in the world that we live in today, I thought this was important to mention because the spirit of friendship in the world, cooperation, peace is extremely important. So with that in mind, let's hear another beautiful piece played by Ye Kwan Son Woo, who received the honor, right? He's supposed to be an ambassador for the world. And again, as the first South Korean to win this award, it's an honor that we have him here this summer. So this is Percy Grainger's arrangement of a piece by Richard Strauss, namely Ramble on the Last Love Duet from Der Rosenkavalier. This is also a live recording and particularly significant as Ye Kwan has actually played this at the Van Cliburn. This is the recording from the Van Cliburn itself, from the competition during the semifinals. So we're listening to a piece that helped him win the competition. So
and it's live.
And it's live.
Pamela, while that was playing, you told me that people are going to have a chance to hear that piece, right?
Absolutely. He's actually, Ye Kwon Sun Woo is actually playing that at his concert this summer. So we're very excited about having him and, you know, hearing him play that live for us.
Beautiful music.
So as we've, you know, been discussing the Van Cliburn, our listeners may not be aware that during this international competition, the pianists play solo works. They play chamber music during the competition, modern works, and large concertos with orchestra in the finals. Basically, anything that a world-class artist might have to play during their grueling career. So for the 2017 competition, pianist and composer Marc-André Hamelin wrote a piece that all 30 competitors had to play, entitled Toccata on l'Homme Armé, based on an old melody from the 1400s. Ye Kwon Sun Woo will also play this very difficult piece, which contributed to his win at the Van Cliburn, on his concert at our festival in July. So I thought we'd play that for everybody again, something that maybe anybody hasn't heard before because it was written for this competition last summer. So this is Ye Kwon Sun Woo playing Marc-André Hamelin's Toccata on l'Homme Armé. Thank you.
Welcome back. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, Executive Director of the Newport Music Festival. And we've been listening to a wonderful program, and we have one more piece, Pamela, to fit in before we end tonight.
This has been such a pleasure, Mike, and I have to say, listening to this young pianist is so inspiring. You know, someone like this who wins the Van Cliburn, it doesn't just come out of the blue. It comes from years of playing in public and winning other competitions. And Yi Kwan has appeared as a soloist with the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, the Juilliard Orchestra with Itzhak Perlman at Avery Fisher Hall, Houston Symphony Orchestra, you know, the National Orchestra of Belgium. He's appeared in Tokyo, Carnegie Hall, Wigmore Hall in London, literally Germany, Switzerland, Prague, all over the world. And what's interesting is he's also an avid chamber musician, which is, you know, fits in perfectly with what we do at the festival. And his partners have included the Brentano String Quartets, cellists Edgar Moreau, and pianist Anne-Marie McDermott, who performed for many, many years at the festival. In addition to winning the Van Cliburn before his win there, he won first prize at the 2015 International German Piano Award in Frankfurt, at the Vendôme held at the Verbier Festival, the Sendai International Music Competition, and the William Capel International Competition. Mr. Sun Wu himself is a self-proclaimed foodie, and he says he enjoys finding pho, spelled P-H-O. And if you've ever had that, Vietnamese, it's delicious Korean soups. He finds pho in each city he visits and takes pride in making his own homemade Korean soup. So maybe he'll treat us all to that this summer. So again, this has been such a pleasure to be here and talking about this upcoming superstar. I thought that we'd end this evening with a piece that I believe not only shows Yi Kwan's mastery and his technique, but his personality as well, namely Maurice Ravel's La Valse.
If you would like information about this and everything else that's happening in the tremendous 50th anniversary season of the Newport Music Festival, go online at newportmusic.org.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.